There was a brief pause, and then the panel flickered. It flickered again, flashed on strong, and glowed. I went through the check. She was, as I had expected, fine. Except for power, she was ready to go. And for a brief instant, my frustration at not being able to lift then and there was so great as to be physically painful. What a ship, to be aloft and on my own and, well, aloft. There was so much left to do.
While I'm at this business of showing good faith, I may as well go all the way.
I heard him giving orders for a simultaneous relay transmission. Lo and behold, the Treasury light beacon responded. I keyed the display and sat down on the pilot seat with a thud. 24 million credits and change had just been transferred over. Wow. If I had been at least willing to go along with Borgland before, now I was damn near eager. Hell, I was eager. To hell with mutinies and fleet regs and the rest of it. With this ship and all those credits, hell, I might become the great and famous Jack Crow I had read so much about. I hadn't realized I was laughing out loud until I heard Borgland sourly order me to cut it out and return. Without hesitation, I obeyed. On some impulse, I grabbed up the suit and carried it with me. It was an offhand, thoughtless gesture, an icing deed to go along with my mood, and, incredibly, the single most important action I had ever undertaken. But no one knew that then, certainly not me. I was too busy planning and grinning, grinning and planning. When I cycled back in, I heard the fleet ship had driven away. We moved in immediately. In the hours before landfall, Borgland gave me what little he had on the project director. He read to me from the display.
Hollis Ware, 31 Standard, a list of the schools he went to. A long list. Seems the man is a genius.
That would explain his youth. Borgland's eyebrows lifted.
What do you mean?
He's pretty young to be in charge of a fleet project.
Is that a big deal?
Pretty big. Essentially lord of all he surveys.
Very interesting. Still, he's not the fleet.
I lit a cigarette from the box on his desk. Close enough. That fleet ship could have been the last for a long time. That's why they have colonies like this. It saves money. You have to sign on for a 3-year stretch. And during that time...
The director is all-powerful. Yes, I see. And he's a young man.
A young genius, I corrected. Borgland nodded vaguely, lost in the possibilities. I changed the subject. What's the specialty?
The what?
The purpose of the project. What are they studying?
Oh. Says here he's a statistical historian. Never heard of it. Let's see. Projections of optimum conditions for specific permutations as regards to... What the hell is all that supposed to mean?
Here, I offered. Let me.